right of first refusal, or ROFR, and the tag-along right. ROFR is very simple clause that suggests if the founder wants to sell his personal shareholding, then he should first come to the investor and offer it. Only if the investor refuses, the founder can go out and find a buyer. Now, in case the founder finds a buyer for his shares, the investor tags along, which means for every one share that the founder is selling, an investor's one share has to be also sold. Tag-along right is to ensure that the founders don't sell out, leaving behind the investors in the company with new shareholding. However, what if the founders have to sell shares due to some emergency or to capture some value by liquidating a part of their stock? In this case, always remember to carve out a small shareholding, say 5%, on which the tag-along clause will not kick in. When founders decide to sell beyond this threshold, tag-along would kick in automatically. Board seat and reserved matter clause. Let us now talk a bit about board composition. Investors typically take a board seat post-investment. Company is governed by the board, and the key decisions on the way forward are taken by the board. Board decisions are based on majority. To have a control over board decisions that are material to investors, reserved matter clause becomes an integral part of the term sheet. This clause gives the investor, director, a veto over certain defined decisions, which means when it comes to certain decisions, investor approval is a must. Sample list of reserved matter is on your screen. Detail